At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. $25 million is now immediately available to help Texas repair flood-damaged roads and bridges in the aftermath of Harvey. The U.S. Transportation Department released the emergency relief funds at the state's request from the Federal Highway Administration to help pay for the cost of temporary repairs and then to facilitate the return of transportation services in the coming weeks. More than 1,500 state transportation employees have been mobilized to assess and address the roadway damage. Officials said more than 530 roads in Texas remain flooded or closed, with some areas seeing highway asphalt swept away by high waters. A spokesperson for the Insurance Council of Texas thinks the cost of damage from Hurricane Harvey could rival that of Hurricane Ike in 2008. With $12 billion in insured losses after it made landfall in Galveston, Ike was the costliest storm in Texas history. Mark Hanna with the Insurance Council of Texas says typically when other storms lead to flooding, the water doesn't take long to recede.
And the homeowner is able to get in there quickly, take the carpet out, take the wet furniture out, water vac the floor, dry the floors, and mitigate the loss quite a bit, but that's not going to be the case here in the Houston area. Just those floodwaters are going to be around for a while, and they're going to do a lot of damage.
J.P. Morgan told clients Monday insured losses from Harvey could reach between $10 to $20 billion. That would make it one of the 10 most expensive hurricanes in U.S. history. The Dallas City Council today will consider approving $5 million in emergency relief for victims of Hurricane Harvey. The item was added to the agenda late last night, so it's not known what that money will cover. Meanwhile, people are still being rescued from flooded homes in Houston. Many evacuees arrived at the convention center in downtown Houston. In 2 days, the population there grew from 5,000 to 10,000, far more than officials intended. KERA's Christopher Connolly says people showed up with few possessions, just what they could carry as they evacuated neighborhoods for safety.
This is all going to go down to the last exhibit room.
All day long, people streamed past loading docks and empty trucks at the back of the convention center, hauling bulging bags of donations into the cavernous exhibition rooms that have been turned into dormitories. Each donated item is added to the massive piles to be sorted and handed out to thousands of people displaced by the storm.
Towels can go over where the pets are as well because they have showers over there.
Okay. Jennifer Miller and her friends came with plastic bags filled with diapers, dog food, tampons, bedding, anything they could think of. Miller says she's lucky because the floods spared her this time.
My family house flooded in Tropical Storm Allison. So I know what it's like to lose pretty much everything. So yeah, just definitely wanted to come and try to help if I could.
Evacuees wait in line for donated clothes, toiletries, shoes.
10 and a half in men.
These are the basic necessities that the floodwaters stole. Demetrius Washington is in line for cartons of packaged foods. He came with his mother on Sunday after his home in the Lakewood neighborhood flooded. He'd been worried since he'd lost contact with his grandmother during the storm.
I seen on the news that her neighborhood got flooded and everything, and I stopped watching because I got depressed.
But this morning, his mother Ramona got a text message. It was his grandma. She was at the convention center, and now he's searching for her among seemingly endless rows of green army-style cots.
Getting that text message and her saying that she's here, I feel relieved now. I know she's all right.
Washington's friends, Lee Benford and Crystal White, say what a lot of people here have been saying. They didn't think it would get like this, that the flooding would be so bad. They hunkered down to wait it out, like officials advised, but the rain was unrelenting, the bayou near their house spilling over its banks.
And the water was just rushing
in the house.
Rushing.
Yeah.
The sound of the rain on their tin car park roof was deafening. Inside, they watched their belongings floating in the floodwaters, panic rising with the water. Finally, a neighbor with a boat saved them.
And he came and got us out. That was our only means because the water was passing my mailbox.
It was all the way to our
the bottom of our window.
Benford says he's never seen anything like this, but for Crystal White, it was all too familiar. It was a dozen years ago today. She was in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina hit Louisiana.
And it's just like a repeat again. Today marks 12 years, so it's, you know, it's devastating. And to lose everything else again and start all over, I mean, it's very hard, you know. And I'm trying to just stay focused and positive, but it's just too much, you know.
White says she does feel lucky her children were at her mom's house this weekend, four kids, all between 5 and 10 years old. But this brings back painful memories of just how hard her family had to struggle to rebuild lives in a city full of strangers after Katrina.
Honestly, to me, it just feel like, I mean, I don't know, it's like giving up. I'm not like, I don't know what else to do.
Her husband also feels lost.
I never been through this before. I'm supposed to be the man, supposed to be the one she can look up to. And I just thank her for being strong. And I was able to lean on her, you know.
Yeah, it was.
I just hope everybody be okay, because this was hard.
By the day's end, with the convention center past its capacity and need continuing to grow, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner announced a second massive shelter just a few blocks away.
That was KERA's Christopher Connolly reporting. Dallas and Fort Worth are ready to take evacuees from the Houston area, but flooded roads are preventing many from heading north. 227 Harvey evacuees stayed at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas last night. Fort Worth is also prepared to take 1,000 people. Finally, the Texas Rangers have pledged at least $1 million for Hurricane Harvey relief efforts in Houston. The Rangers are also pledging all proceeds from an in-stadium raffle in their series against the Los Angeles Angels this weekend. The Dallas Cowboys already announced their preseason game against the Houston Texans tomorrow will double as a fundraiser. In the forecast, a high around 86 expected today under sunny skies, 71 now in Dallas, 69 degrees in Fort Worth.